Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We got some great biblical information in part three of the Mark of the Beast. We're going to get right into the message. You need to call a friend tonight and share this information with them. We would be delighted if you could do so. And we certainly appreciate all those who have called us and talk with us or wrote us letters and send us love offerings and things of this nature to help us along the way. We certainly appreciate you, and we ask that the Heavenly Father Yahweh could extend to you the blessings that we could never repay to you, and the kindness and the things that you deserve. May He richly bless you, and may He keep you in this evil day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a struggle for our very existence. Remember, the Bible said in the last days, the perilous times shall come. Well, we're in them. But did you know, concerning the mark of the beast, that the lies and the deception and the evil preceded by many, many years, going back to Genesis 3, 14 and 15, that the snake, the serpent, the liar, the deceiver, the man of sin, hey, he's an old pro. And he's been at this long enough to deceive, listen to me well, if you think you're not capable of being deceived, that Satan is able to deceive the elect when or if possible. Now, he'll take all kinds of opportunities, because when you would do good, evil is always present to throw a light. You see, Satan is not the morning star. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the imitator of a bright and morning star. So then, we got the deceptor, the imposter, the counterfeit, that has changed the word of God into a lie and has now got people all over the world worshiping the creature. That's an image. That's a false god, a name of a false god set up purposely, intentionally, deceptively, incorrectly to deceive the very elect. And now you've got your work cut out for you, and I've got my work cut out for me. So what do we got to do? We got to roll up our spiritual sleeves. And as the old saying goes, we got to face the task and take the bull by the horns and go to work on our salvation. The Bible said that every man should work out his soul salvation with fear and trembling. But the Bible says you have a name that you live by, but you're dead. And oh, this is where I have to cross swords with so many so-called Christians that worship in a false name. And when you bring them the true name, they kick, they sputter, they murmur, they complain, they make excuses, just like it was in the old days. The same old spirits doing the same old thing to the same old type of people that are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, you got all the answers. No, I don't have. But I'll tell you this much. If fasting and praying and seeking and pleading and asking and studying and reading and traveling and baptizing, if all these things that the work of evangelists would do comes into play here, and that a man must be thoroughly furnished. I'm talking about thoroughly furnished with the works of the Father, those things which are acceptable to him, which are in the power realm of those who have the ability to now to call on Yahweh, not some other false pagan, and I don't care how you cut it, how you slice it, anything that doesn't use the name of Yahweh. Now, why would I promote, why would I recommend, why would I use not only for my salvation, but for the salvation of others? Remember in Matthew 28:19 said, baptize in the name of Father. You've got to figure out what the Father's name is. If you do some, some lamp work, you know, burn the midnight oil, so to speak, if you'll do your homework, if you'll get in there and dig and pray and get your Hebrew Bible, you say, oh, I can't read Hebrew now, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that they have Hebrew Bibles of the Old Testament written in its original form and translated into English language? You don't have to be able to read the Hebrew. You can see the Hebrew letters and characters in Hebrew there, and I've got all kinds of interlinear Bibles that have English interpretations for the Hebrew, so you're without excuse. And when you get you one, you'll find out what the name of the Father was 7,823 times approximately by the count of the Strong's Concordance. Wherever you see capital letter L-O-R-D, use Strong's number 3068, brings you to the great magnanimous name of Yahweh, the four sacred letters, they're called, the Tetragrammaton in Greek, meaning four sacred letters. And this is the emblazon. Remember, his name is wrote in the earth, right where I said you can find it, and you need to write for a copy of a map that shows you the territory of Israel and the locale of where his name is at. No, it's not in Bethlehem, Judea. He wasn't born in Bethlehem, Judea. He was born in Bethlehem, Ephrata. That is in the northern province kingdom of the house of Israel, not Judah. He was not a Jew. He was an Israelite. Ladies and gentlemen, from the tribe of Joseph, his name is in blaze right at the old home place of Jacob, the old homestead that Joseph inherited as the blessing for the birthright. And this name, written not only in your Holy Bible, so that you're without excuse. You are not going to have no excuse when you stand before him in that day, especially if you heard the truth and you want to obey it, and you put up a murmur and complain and excuse against the word. Don't do that. Do not fall victim to even your own flesh or your own desire just to please yourself or to say, well, I'm a now. I've been in this name so long, I'm not changing boats. I'm going to ride this name through because mom and daddy have this other name. Listen, mom and daddy will have to answer for their own self. You must seek your own soul salvation, and it'd be better for you not to hear this and hear it, not obey it. You better get any while you can, because if you heard it, you're now under the obligation of the judgment, because you're going to be judged by every word that's written, and you're going to be judged for every hour word you speak against it. That's the important thing. It's not so much that you're going around saying darn and snot and all that crap, ladies and gentlemen. Job cursed the very day he was born, but he was a righteous man. You're judged for the things that you know and you won't obey to do. Therefore, it'd been better for you not to know the way and know it, not obey it. So you got to get with the program here and come up to speed that there is a false name. We're going to talk about it tonight. If you look at the word 666, now I'm going back to our text base where we've been doing this as the third in the series of the Mark of the Beast. If you'd like to have the full series, we'll finish it up next week on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy on Worldwide Radio, WWCR, where that you're going to be without excuse, because if you tuned in tonight, you're going to hear some things that is really probably going to upset you if you are in the crowd that you probably are in, which is is the denominational system. If you're anywhere in the denominational system, don't panic. You don't have to jump out of the frying pan and get in a fire. Remember our fathers that jumped out of the Catholic Church? I'd say this, and I'm not indicting the Catholic Church as any worse than the Protestant Reformation, the people that hated her and spoke ill of her and came out of her. But because I said they came out of the frying pan and literally jumped into the fire. They came out with a promotion of the name that she called on. Oh, yes, if she's the whore, the great whore, I'm going to give you some scriptures that prove. I'm going to give you a mathematical way to prove it. It's very simple. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that there is evidence in your Bible using numeric factors? And you say, well, I don't get into much in numbers. You can prove anything with numbers. Well, it's like the old saying goes, figures don't lie, but liars figure. Well, I'm wanting you to put this to a word test. The litmus test is that you prove all things and hold fast, not to that which is tradition, because there's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. I want you to hold on to the righteous way. I need you to pray with me. I need you to fast. I need you to come nigh, draw nigh, and come into the truth. Remember, the Bible says that the Spirit rejoices in the truth. And truth will rejoice in spirit. Because by one spirit, we're all baptized into one body. If we ain't got that name in our forehead, you say, oh, there you go again on that name. I hate the name of Yahweh. You're talking about the name I'm in, and you're calling it evil and polluted and traditional. Well, if it's not over 500 years ago that it was hatched out of the 23rd chapter of some man's imagination, listen, folks, there's a deliberate plot to deceive the very elect. And there's a way that seems right, and you better get with the program. And it just possibly could be the very name that you're calling on could actually, and I hate to say this because I make a lot of people mad. Very few people get glad. That's the people of righteous that rejoice in truth. And if you're not so traditionalized that you're going to stick with whatever mom and daddy had, and it's not to say anything against mom and daddy. If they're done dead and going on, they've never heard this, then they're going to stand before a just God that knows their heart, whether they had it or whether they didn't, irregardless whether they heard it or not. So you can't get away because you're going to be judged as though you had no law. Within a context, if you would have heard the law, if you'd accepted it, and the law is the great name of Yahweh that was cast down, stamped on, and denied and rejected in the hearts of those who have read the Bible and say, oh, I've read the Bible, and it says to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus or in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Whatever you figure out the name to be of the Father, you better get in it. But you better make darn sure, because your life, your eternal existence, this is why that I pray, I fast, I plead, I cry. I have a boldness to dare to go where other preachers won't go. And tell you the truth and expose those who have lied to you. And to cry out, just like Christ in the streets. He couldn't get in the temples. And when he did, he whooped the hell out of those in there. He beat them and drove them out. Because he was a flame of fire. He spoke with authority. He spoke with truth. He spoke with conviction. Because he knew the truth, and the truth had made him free. And he cried out to those who were in prison. That's what he came for. Are you in prison with a false name? That seems right. Do you have a name that you call on that you think you've got life in and it's dead, twice dead and plucked up by the roots because it's got no original foundation? Are you sure you're in the name of the creator of the world? Oh my, what a great opportunity, irregardless of your age. Call for the light, like the old jailer in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. Call for a light. Call for Paul and Silas, who preached at the midnight hour, and the earthquake came, and he converted. He called upon the name of Yahweh. Paul was preaching the eternal Hebrew God, not a Greek God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to get into some of the things and give you something. I want you to write down. This is very important. I don't have time because of the necessity to, because time is so precious and valuable here. So I'm going to really go over this. If you got a pencil and paper, you probably need it. if you don't make notes, if you can't get all this, because I talk so fast, people say, but if you slow down, I can't keep up with you. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Time is valuable here, and the people that pay my bills, that's the people that support the ministry here. And we thankful for everyone that sends a dollar to hundreds of dollars. Whatever you send is going to be used in the way, and we're going to use your time wisely. We're not going to play around. We're not going to pussyfoot around with the word. We're going to preach the gospel in season and out. We're going to reprove and rebuke with all authority and doctrine that you might be fully furnished into the application of supplying the word against those things which are called tradition and figuring out which is right and which is wrong. Remember, the world has been deceived. The whole world lies in deception, and the whole world is following the beast with a name of blasphemy. Let me repeat that. This is so sad. I hate to teach this message. It just tears my heart out to come against my brothers and sisters that's over in this false name. They won't let go. For heaven's sake or for hell's sake, they won't let go. But listen, your soul hangs in a balance. If you have the name of this false God that's been handed to you, which is a beautiful name, which has been glamorized and idolized all across the world, and millions of people are in it singing its praises day in and day out. And yet, they have cast down the great hallelujah. Oh my, what a contrast. Hallelujah or hallelujah. You choose this day which name that you want in your memory bank. Folks, in your forehead is the memory, the knowledge, instamped, branded, if you will. Oh, hallelujah. Paul said, I bear in my body the marks of the Most High. He didn't know no Jesus, Jesus. He didn't know that name. That name is not what he called on. Acts 26, verse 14, I'll tell you that. In verse 15, that the voice that spoke to him was not Jesus. It was a Hebrew God by the name of Yahweh that struck him down and told him that he was binding and persecuting people for calling on the name of a Hebrew God, Yahweh, not Jesus, because Jesus didn't come in. We're going to get into some scriptures here. Now, write this word down. This is in the English numeric system because every English letter has a numeric value. Now, you can prove this out. I ain't got time to prove it. So you're going to have to do your own mathematics here. But write down Roman Catholic power. Three words. Roman Catholic power. Now, the word Roman is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Catholic power is 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. And power is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that equals 666. Now let me repeat that again. Roman Catholic power in numeric English is 666. Now listen to this. This is interesting. In the book of Revelation, the beast that we're talking about is a beast. If you add the word Roman Catholic beast and use the numeric principle of English numeric value, it equals 666. The system in a Bible called the woman of Revelation 17:18, and if you write down the numerical value of Roman Catholic woman and spell out that word, that equals 666. You say, oh, buddy, you can take numbers and do anything. Well, it's sort of odd here that it works out like this, isn't it? Is it by chance? Is it a haphazard chance that Roman Catholic power equals 666 in the numeric English value? Roman Catholic beast equals 666. Roman Catholic woman. Remember, there's a great whore, a woman, full of the filth, and the cup was full of the abominations. Man, if you go back and look at the history, some of the things that I'm talking about, I ain't got time to cover it. Oh, I wish I did. You know, I could teach until I fell over and still the hag wouldn't be told what I could teach on what I've got to say tonight in 60 minutes. Well, you talk about 60 minutes and the clock's ticking. It's ticking. We need the truth and need somebody to stand for it. Now, in the Bible, she's called really the harlot, but if you look up the word Holy Catholic Church, I'm not just picking on this church because there's other factors. I'm going to get in the name in just a minute. I'm going to jump out of the frying pan myself and get in the fire with the Protestant Revolution that broke with the Catholic Church, the Holy See, if you will. Now they're trying to bind it back together, heal up our wounds, because we've adopted humanism rather than spiritual truth. And we've multicultured our way into a 501(c) establishment, and all the churches have adhered to it and practice and follow it. And this is coming down to the seal of whether you're going to get in the true name or whether you're going to be sealed with a false name. Irregardless, don't be scared of a chip or an implant. Don't let that worry you, although it's part of the problem. It's all because of the quicker, swifter identification to mark those who are not in line. Remember, listen, children, the mark is a number of a name. It is not a technology advancement that some future date that we're going to come into such a technology monster that's going to rise up and cause everybody to be implanted, and only that generation that's implanted is going to take the mark, and that's the people that's going to hell, because everybody that received the mark was cast into hell with the beast and the false prophet and Satan himself. So that is applying to all generations from the time that Christ was taught and began to teach at age 30. Remember, he was on the job when he was 12 years old. He was withstanding the lies of the serpent when he was 12 years of age. 12 represent the 12 tribes, and the names of the children of Israel is written in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, the holy city, with the names of the 12 tribes of the house of Israel are written within. That's not humanism. That's racial covenant contract with a people that he chose to bear his name. We are his children because we are called by his name. His name was never Zeus. His name was not EA, or it was not EA Zeus. And if you're using any combination of that, which in the modern terms is G Zeus, oh my, can't you see this? Are you so blind and so perverted and so traditionalized and so stuck up and proud that when Pastor Buddy teaches, if you have to call him up and argue with him, and thump your breast and say you've got salvation, you're sticking with a name that's done miracles for you? Ladies and gentlemen, do you think it's strange that the Bible says that the beast that would form this false name to put in your forehead and in your hand, which is your support system and your knowledge? Remember, the Bible said in Hosea 4:6, you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therefore, since you reject knowledge, I'm bringing you knowledge. If you reject it, he's going to reject you because he's got something to judge you against. Now, it'd been better for you not to hear this. You better turn off the radio right now, unless you want to hear the rest of the story. If you hear the rest of the story and then you don't obey it, then you are responsible for what you've turned against or what you've denied, just because you had to break tradition and get out of Babylon. Listen to this. Holy Catholic Church equals 666. I ain't picking on the Catholic Church, because I'm going to get over here in the Protestant Church, and I'm going to show you some other things that will blow you away, including the name that they use, which is 666. Well, you've heard all kinds of things. Oh, it's going to be a chip. It's going to be an implant. It's going to be some type of a satellite that's tracking you all over the earth, and they're going to keep up with you. Ladies and gentlemen, what about the dusty trails in 1776 that man traveled across here in America? You mean those people are not in danger of receiving a mark when they had these Bibles that was printed to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and literally hundreds of thousands did so, but didn't even know what the name was that they was baptized in, but they took the name that was wrote in the love letter? And the Bible said, beware that you not add anything to the love letter. Did you know that they could change his name? They could remove the real name and put in a blaspheming false name, and all the world would wonder after it because it's called holy. You better do your checking. The Bible said, search to see if these things are so. What do you think the Bereans did? They searched the Bible daily. If you search your Bible out, you'll find that their name Jesus doesn't exist 500 years. It actually gets lost in obscurity 500 years into the past of history. There is no Jesus. In 1611, there was no J's in the English language. How could it have been Jesus? Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, by the evolution of words and letters and things of this nature, glory to God, hallelujah. And then they'll quote the false name instead of realizing just what they said when they say hallelujah in one breath and Jesus in another one. You can't be divided between two opinions like Elijah told them on Mount Carmel at showdown time, and how long will you be halted between two names? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I never heard the name of Yahweh. Probably if I had of, and my preacher had a preached it, he's such a lovely person. I don't believe he'd lie to me. He's such a lovely. I've known him and his family, and it goes back for hundreds of years in history, and they've got a rich heritage. Glory to God. And he's such a lovely person, and he goes and visits the sick and prays for them. Oh, my heavens. The traditions of these false prophets that have transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness, when in fact they are some of the best, evilest people, a crafty, deceitful, and deceitful, and would deceive you if you're an elect, if it was possible. But if, for the sake of preachers like myself and others who dare, at the expense of probably their own well-being, I know their livelihood. You see, I'm a poor Tennessee plowboy preacher with an eighth grade education, but I've got the Holy Ghost, and I don't fear any man. I don't fear any nation or anything that they can do to kill the body. I fear him that can destroy both soul and body, because I know I've got an eternity if I gladly give my life for the man that I have in my forehead, and that's Yahweh. And I'll have no other gods before me. And he that worships any other god, according to Exodus 22:20, shall be utterly destroyed. You better think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, our God was a Hebrew God. He had a Hebrew name. He invented the language and gave it to his people. And he wrote his name with his finger in the earth when he made this little mud cake down here called Earth, a little ball of mud spinning out in space. And when everything was formed, there in that particular region I told you about is the name. You can see it written clearly in Paleo Aramaic Hebrew. You can see his name written, the four sacred letters of Yod-Heh, Vah-Heh. It's right there in the text, and anybody can see it. It's for you to see. I can send you a picture of it. You say, well, I'd have to have more than a picture now. I know what it says in the New Testament. It says Jesus is his name, and glory to God, I'm sticking with the New Testament scriptures, and I know that old law back there, glory to God, was contrary against us. And what about the name? What about the schoolmaster, where you went to school under the law? The law's the schoolmaster. It taught you that 7,823 times that where you see Lord in capital letters, it's YHWH instead of LORD. You better take out L-O-R-D. That's Baal, B-A-A-L. The Lord God Baal, we're going to talk about it on our final show. Oh, man, I'm going to have to do 10 more on this. Folks, I'm just scratching the surface of the evil. Look at this. Revelation 17:5 says she's the mother of harlots. Ever heard that is? Mother of a harlot. You know what a harlot is? A whore. In this case, it's a spiritual woman that's got a false name in her forehead. And everybody that courts her false name and takes it into their forehead becomes victims of the deceit and deception, because all the world will wonder after the beast and after the number of his name. Here's a man that hath wisdom. The mother of harlots, if you look at the numerical value of that, if you go back, and that equals 666. Is that by chance? Is it just a haphazard chance that somebody actually put the mother of harlots in here, and it would actually have a numerical value in the English language? Remember what I told you in the Greek language? In Luke 22, or Luke 23, verse 34, where it's repeated in English that Christ said, Father, forgive them that killed him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if you go and turn to use the interlinear Greek, turn over there and it reads, Father, forgive them not, for they know what they do. Folks, don't you believe? You think that our Heavenly Father was killed by a bunch of blind people that didn't know what they're doing? If you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property for you down in Arizona. wake up and smell the coffee here. We got an enemy that is trying to destroy it. The very elect, and the best, quickest, cheapest way is a... that we can't go back and change it, just like the lying Jehovah Witnesses. You say, there you go, you're getting on another group of people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said prove all things, so if a Jehovah Witness wants to come on and debate the issue of what his name was in its original text, he'll tell you himself if he knows his, if he's worth his salt and he's done his homework. He'll tell you, yeah, Jehovah is a hybridized word. It was originally Yahweh. But Jehovah's become so popular now, we can't go back and change the names of the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I find out that 2 and 2 ain't 4, I'm going to refigure the equation. I'm going to come up with 2 and 2, it makes 4. You see, Jehovah don't add up. It won't compute. It's not his name. It's the same way that they used Jesus to replace the name of Yahweh Shua, which means Yahweh is our Savior in Hebrew, just like Hallelujah means praise be to Yahweh. You can't have it both ways, right? You're gonna have to either get the name of Yahweh in your forehead or the name of whoever you want, and the name that you call on, the name you idolize, the name you worship, the name that you support with your pocketbook and your tithes and offerings is the name you're gonna go to heaven with, and there's where you're gonna be stripped bare of all your tradition, and the Father's going to take a good look at you and say, hey, you remember Pastor Buddy was preaching my great name down there, the name of Yahweh that you can read in the Bible 7,000 times, and yet you wipe your brow, you turn the radio off and say, I ain't listening to that idiot. I don't want that name of Yahweh in my forehead. I ain't going to support that. I'm going to go back to my church where they're singing praises to Jesus. Well, you go right ahead. Have your day. Your day's coming. When you'll have to bow the knee before Yahweh and confess his name, and it ain't Lord. Because many are going to say in that day, Lord. Lord, remember what I said, Lord is, if you want to find out what the word Lord means, go into your Bible dictionaries. A good one that I would suggest would be your Unger's. Go in there and take a look at that and see what it says when you look up the word Lord. It certainly don't take you to, it don't take you to the name of God. It takes you to Baal, the Canaanite storm god, who had changed his name and destroyed the name of Yahweh, took it out of the Bible completely, just like he did the word not. Thou shalt not surely die. Don't sound like it weighs much in the English language, N-O-T. Until you reverse it in a numeric value and turn it around and spell it backwards, and you've got you a major problem here, because it weighs more than you can handle. Make sure that the name you call on is not a false name. Make sure that your sins find you out. Remember the mother of harlots in the Word of God with numeric value of the English language. Remember it said that word not. Remember it cropped up again right there in Luke 23 and verse 34, the one I just quoted to you. Father, forgive them not, for they know what they do. That's a proper interpretation. You see, there's a racial covenant contract with a people that is his sheep who are scattered abroad, and to them for and about is the Bible written, and you must belong to one of those tribes to be redeemable. When the Father makes up his covenant, then only the names of the 12 tribes are written. That's what it says in the Bible. Now, if you want to get somebody else in and somebody else wants to go on your coattail, remember, you better make your election call and sure and save yourself if you do well. You better have the right name or you ain't going nowhere but straight to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. That's where you're going. Listen to this. The word English State Church, you know what that means. Remember now we had the Protestant Reformation and out came the Episcopalian, out came the Lutherans, and out came the Baptists, and out came the Pentecostals, and never came every kind of denominational thing, calling on the same name that the whore did. Calling her a whore, talking bad about the Catholic Church. You say, Pastor, what, you just been talking bad about her yourself? Prove all things. Ain't got no proof. They just say she's a whore, and that she changed the Sabbath of Saturday to Sunday. That's the Seventh-day Adventists. They think they got it all figured out. They're keeping the wrong Sabbath. they love that. They love, they get to know. I mean, just criticizing the Lord just don't get you there. If you're wrong yourself, you will straighten up your own act. Don't criticize somebody else that's doing the same thing, except you're doing a little bit worse. Don't criticize somebody's faults when you're false yourself. Two wrongs don't make a right. You got to come out of her. You got to completely divorce Babylon and the harlot system. Listen to this. The mother of harlots is 666. You say, I ain't got the number of the beast in my forehead, Pastor Buddy. I thought he's a chip. I'm more the preachers. I hear the preachers and these commentators on shortwave radio and other places. They're talking about it. We're going to get a chip, and if I get that chip, I'm going to go to hell. Oh, I'm scared to death. You better be scared of the name that you've got in your forehead. That's the one imprinted through tradition and error and evil and sly and cunning craftiness of the snake, the serpent, that stood at the foot of the woman to devour the true child of the living Elohim. His name was Yahweh. And in the 10th chapter of the book of John, for your information, you say, well, if they'd have called himself Yahweh, and that was the holy name of God, the Father, they would have killed him. Duh. What do you think they done? Invited him to a pancake breakfast? At the crucifixion? They didn't set a plate for him and welcome him, because he came in the name of the Father, according to John 5:43. The Father's name is Yahweh. What was the Son's name be? Now let me see. Jesus. Oh, man. How dumb. Whew. No wonder he said my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I'm telling you, you're going to hell over the objections and the cries of the righteous. They wouldn't hear the prophets of old, and you ain't hearing Pastor Buddy, are you? You're going to stick to your tradition. You say, oh, if I'd have been back then, I would have done like them. Now, look at the Episcopal Church. The Episcopal Church in the American English value equals 666. Episcopalian Church, 666. Church of England, 666. The application of number, it appears over and over, and it's actually so simple that a fool would not err therein. Did you know that Yahweh will judge you according to the deeds done in your body? And if you took a false name on, whether it's Father, Son, Holy Ghost, whether it's Jesus' name baptism, and you denied the name, the holy Hebrew name of Almighty Yahweh, and you haven't gone down in that name, and you stand before him naked, and I want to give you a scripture. You turn back, and you can just take it for what it's worth. John chapter 3, verse 5. He told Nicodemus, who asked him how he could get into heaven. He said, I tell you one thing, Nicodemus, you're a good old fella, but you can't go unless you're born of the water and spirit. And remember, the spirit rejoices in the truth. Well, it says water and spirit. Now it says to be baptized in the name of a God. What God would you want? You say, well, I was baptized Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and then I got to Revelation. I read over in Acts 2:38 where it said be baptized in Jesus' name, so I jumped into the fire out of the frying pan. So I got out of the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and I got in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shouldn't I? You're right sure that you did the right thing there? It's for sure. If you don't know where you've come from and what name brought you here and give you salvation, it's for sure you don't know where you're going, and you're taking a haphazard chance when you stand before him. Listen, when you stand before him in the day of judgment, and you're going to cry out, haven't done many wonderful works in your name, Lord, and you know what? You know what he's going to say? Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Oh, they've done many wonderful works. But they're all wrong. They're all in vain. In vain, they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men or some false name that they've hatched up for the combination of the vowels of I-E-S-O-U-S, Jesus, no J's in 1611. Sorry, folks. When you're reading the Bible of Jesus, you're reading out a revised King James Standard Bible that's been revised or altered or changed because the J didn't come into around 1702, appeared in the English language, the 26th letter added to, which, like I said, happens to be the numeric value in Hebrew of the name of Yahweh. Interesting, isn't it? Yes, there's a lot of things. When you recite the creed, and here's what they recite. This is a standard, one of the standard creeds. It's not a prerequisite, but it is practiced and taught and spoke in the Catholic Church. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. You know what, when you get the numeric value of I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, you know what it adds up to? Remember, that's in your forehead now. Remember, you're doing something, you're going to be deceived. The Bible says that all the world will wonder after the name of the beast. Revelations 13 and 1, they had the name of the beast in their forehead. They were stamped with a name. That means that they were embedded, indoctrinated, if you will, with a name that it seemed right. It was in the Bible. Well, Lord, now, I just didn't know it was a false name. I never gave it a chance. You're Pastor Buddy. But Pastor Buddy said, hated and despised for the name of Yahweh. I just didn't want to join him. Or I was afraid to get in, and I was afraid I'd lose my position in church, and they take my name off the church roll book. They jump, the only name you better be concerned about is the name in the original. From the foundation of the world, you better make sure your name is there. And you better make sure that that name there, that the new name is given you, is the identical name of the Heavenly Father 6,823 times plus 1,000 times. Where in the New Testament, the word L-O-R-D is in the New Testament, it should be Y-H-W-H in that segment of Scripture. And so then, approximately 8,000 witnesses. Hey, to new beginning there, you about ready to make one? You need to get in the truth. Now listen here, here's going to cleanse. I just don't have time to go over all this. I just got in here and I rushed in here to do the show, and the Father just set me down here and just let me speak my heart to you. And I hope and trust that I don't make you mad. I hope I don't come across arrogant because I've got confidence. I tell you, I'm one of the most gentlest, meekest men. If you're around me, you'll learn my nature. I just hate to kill an ant crawling across the floor. I'll pick him up on a piece of paper and scoot him out the door. I just do not like to take life. It's precious. But I hate to see so many people destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It rips my heart out. I pray, I fast, I mourn, I seek my Father. The whole world lies in deception. The whole world is following the power of the beast that brought forth a name of blasphemy, and everybody's receiving it, thinking they're doing God a service, and they've got a name that they live by, but they're dead. Are you in that boat? Are you too proud? Ladies and gentlemen, this is all going to cease one of these days. It's just a temporary run down here. You better run a race with truth. You can shout all you want to, but you just better make sure you're going to be right when you stand before him. When everything is unveiled and the books are open, you're going to see the true name there. Not some name that's been added to or taken away, but the name that has all power. The only name given under heaven that's got salvation is the name of Yah. Psalm 68:4 said, praise him in a song. Praise him in a dance. Praise him by the great name of Yahweh. Now, remember I said that people that came out of the Catholic Church in the Protestant Reformation was like jumped out of the frying pan into the fire? Let me prove this to you in a numerical value. The word Protestant churches, simply Protestant churches, look up the numerical value and you'll find out it equals 666. And the beast that deceived all the world, and all the world wondered after the beast and the woman that Yahweh cast into a bed, and they committed fornication. In other words, they came in and made love to her. They loved this name as she promoted. Image. Created an image in the mind and in the heart. Revelation 13, for sake, and here's wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of beast. For it is the number of a man, and the name of the number of a man is a name that people have invoked, called on, seen miracles work. Don't marvel. Marvel not if the beast is able to work powers in a name that's false. The Bible says that he'll work miracles, and let me get that for you. It's in Thessalonians chapter 2. Read it. He will perform such magnanimous miracles that he will exalt himself above Yahweh. That's how he's done it, folks, with a false name, with a lot of people that think they're doing right, that would even kill you if you came against the name they're in, thinking that they're doing God's service. That's how deceit, that's how deception works. Deception is that plus. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 3 says, and his number is 603 and 6. In Revelations and 2 Thessalonians, the one I was referring to, says he will cause all the world to wonder after the beast. And the Bible says that he, as God, sitting in the temple. Now, what temple is he sitting in? Sitting in the heart of man. Sitting in the flesh temples. Remember, he don't sit in stone no more. And neither does Satan. The sly and cunning deception of Satan sits in your mind. That's in your forehead, ladies and gentlemen. That's where you receive the mark. Whatever you support with your understanding. What have you come to believe? You can believe a lie and be damned and make your election and calling sure. 603 and 6. In the Greek, this number is 600, represented by the Greek letter 2, plus 60, represented by the Greek letter, plus 60, represented by the Greek letter, plus. That's not enough, though it read 6 plus 6 plus 6. It just don't equal out in the Greek, but in the English it will. The following points that I gave you. Listen to this. This I'll finalize it right here. I've got to get off of here. My time is coming gone. It's amazing how time flies. I just wish I had hours and hours to expand this and to plead with you. It's a number of a man. The beast is a number of a man. And when you take the words, the man of sin, the papacy, the man of sin, the papacy, of Revelations 19 and 20, and 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, which I just quoted, when you take them and add it together, guess what it adds up to? 666. Now, the little bonnet that the Pope wears, you know, that says he's the vicar of God. In other words, he's God on earth in place of Christ, and then they take the wafer and turn it into his body and the blood. That's the Catholic teaching. They denied the Passover of the Hebrew practice. They called it Easter. They called it Sunday morning mass. Sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N. Ladies and gentlemen, they deceived the very elect, and that's the whore that causes all the earth to wonder after the beast. Here come the denomination, thought they had a better idea. They begin to realize what the whore had done, the harlot. They became harlots of the whore. They jumped out of the frying pan, got in the fire, and took the same name that she called on, which is a blaspheming name, which is a name of blasphemy. The Bible says it's a name of blasphemy, and that's the way it is. Now, let me give you my address. If you'd like to write me, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now let me repeat that. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And if you would like to call me, I'm live tonight. This is actually the changing of the guard. We've now moved into August the 1st, and that's the 8th month, and the first day. 8-1 is 9, 9 is the resurrection number. It's time you got resurrected and got baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, that you might have a promise of an implant of a mark in your forehead. You see, if you don't carry a mark, you better quit worrying about getting a mark, and you better get a mark. You better worry about the wrong mark. That's what you need. You're going to have a mark. The mark of the Father's name is going to have to be in your forehead, just like it is in every saint that gets there. For the name of the Father was in their foreheads. So you better get your name. It's a name. The mark of the beast is a name. It's a substitute name. It's a fake. It's a counterfeit. And I can't emphasize it too much. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. I'm live tonight. Like I say, this is the 8th month. This is the first day of August, according to the Gregorian calendar. And we're live. And you can talk to me tonight. Now, if the line's busy, you get discouraged, you call back and it's busy again, and you say, well, I couldn't talk to him. I couldn't get my questions answered. If you've got answers, then you don't need to ask a question. If you've got questions, you need an answer to your question. And I'll answer it if you have the faith to get a hold of me. You can reach me. I'm here almost 6 days a week and here on Sunday for sure doing a live radio show. I do every one of them live. I don't do any tapes. I do everything live. I'm just like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's alive, and that's how I like to work. Now, I've been on other stations 7 days a week. I was live every day. I did a live show, an hour of live show. Dr. Gary and myself, we did a live show for over 2 years, 7 days a week. And I did two shows on WWCR live every Sunday. So that was a total of five shows live. And then Saturday was six. And then twice on Sunday was eight shows. And that's what it is today, the 8th month. And the first day of the month's a good time for you to call Pastor Buddy. Write me if you'd like. I'd appreciate it if you'd like to support the ministry. I'd like you to come a participator and a supporter of the ministry. Get on my mailing list, and I'll keep you updated. I'll show you things that's been kept secret from the foundation of the world. I paid my dues. I fast and prayed. I'm a 50-year study in the Bible. I've been in the Bible for 50 years. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the Word. I come qualified. I come sanctified. And I come with this Holy Spirit of truth. That's the worst thing I ever come to those that don't believe. But I'm the best thing since sliced bread, if you will, since the Word was made flesh, become the bread, the living bread. I'll be your best friend. Praise Yahweh, because I'll tell you the truth. And if you want the truth to go to heaven, then tonight is go to hell. So it's a choice. It's a simple choice. And you've heard about the simple choice plan. This is the simple choice plan. Choose this day who you'll serve. As Elijah said in Mount Carmel in 2 Kings, it says, how long will you be halted between two opinions? If Yahweh, that's who he said, not Lord, as you read in the English Bible, get you an interlinger like I suggested and find out what he said there when he dedicated the altar and repaired it. And told the people there in Israel, he said, how long will you be halted between two opinions? If Yahweh is the creator, serve him and call on his name. And if Baal, Lord, Baal is God, then call on him. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what happened. The fire came down and the test was in the fire. So if you can jump out of a frying pan and get the fire and survive the fire, with that fourth man walking is not the one you thought he was. That fourth man walking has got a name, and it's above every name. It's a Hebrew name. That's the only name given, because the only name that's got salvation is a name I've been teaching to you tonight, and that's Yahweh. Once you get in it, call me up. Praise Yahweh. We'll talk about it. Praise Yahweh. Well, I'd like to encourage you to send your tithes and offerings. I'm not going to give Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack's number tonight. I want you to send them to me. Hop forward them right on. Send all the support that you can to our message. We need more time. And, oh, how thankful we are for those that do support us. You're a blessing. And you're just like an oasis on a sandy desert, because we're out here preaching truth that most of the denominational system and the system I've been talking about tonight won't accept. But there is a few good, hungry sheep. And he said, my sheep will hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the greatest time in the earth is now? That we live in the most dangerous and perilous times since the foundation of the world? That this thing could wrap up very quickly? And are you going to be caught in your sins? Or are you going to seek the method of remission? Remember, remission of sins means moving or pardoning. And the only way you can get your sins remitted, I'm going to emphasize this. If I was unbaptized, if I was not baptized in water baptism in the name of Yahweh, after hearing this message tonight, I would run. I would flee. I would fly. I would travel. Or I would plead and beg somebody to come and to baptize me in the name of Yahweh. It's the only name given. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a couple of minutes here to get with it and to go off the air tonight. So we praise Yahweh for you, and we're going to praise you and honor you with the word of Yahweh. If it makes a friend out of you, wonderful. If it makes an enemy out of you, Paul said, if I now become the enemy by telling you the truth, I hope and pray that you study on the things I give you tonight. Hey, Yahweh.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Standard Time on this special station. Praise Yahweh.